Ode. On the birthday of Her Majesty, the Sovereign Empress Elizaveta Petrovna, Autocrat of all Russia, in the year 1746. By Mikhail Lomonosov. This very day, most blessed Russia, a pleasing land in heaven's eyes, this very day from holy heights Elizaveta's given thee, to raise our Peter posthumously, to crush our foes o'erweening pride, and cast them also into horror, to make thee safe from dire misfortunes, to place thee judge above the kingdoms, and elevate thee o'er the clouds. O child of him who thunders above us, mother of all the tribes, O nature marvelous in actions, as if you judge me to be worthy to know the deepest of your secrets, and if the weak engine of thoughts may penetrate into your mansions, present to me that fateful epoch and the star's whole course in order, as he most high gave us this token. Through stormy clouds of former sadness, which cruel fate brought unto us, oh, how the mountains wept for Peter, and Pontus roared within its banks. Through changes dreadful for the Russians, through the dust that wars disturbed, I see the bright and radiant moment. There, round the young Elizaveta shine planets bearing happy fate, I hear the voice of Neptune present. How clear the sun! When that first time upon you shone its gleaming ray, already fortune stretched her hand with love for all your pleasant ways. She held the crown above your head and elevated there before you the trophies of your father's conquests, most glorious to the ends of the earth. How fortunate was Russia then, when first upon the world you gazed. Then, from Poltava filled with gladness, the sound of Russian victory roared. Then all the universe's limits could not contain the fame of Peter. Then the heads of vanquished Vandals bowed low as they were herded past, e'en when you were in swaddling clothes. Then it was that fate made known the regiments of their descendants would fall before you tremorously. But lo, the various tongues and peoples from the great rivers and seas lift up harmonious exclamations to you, their monarch and their lady. They spread out wide their hearts and hands, and many a time do they repeat, "Long live the great Elizaveta, born on this day for Russian glory, and may the heavens fortify her through multitudes of happy years."